A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, once again, Madani Channel presents to you this new and amazing silsila called Interpretation of Dreams. Yes, indeed, this is through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that now there is a platform on which you can share your dreams, and inshallah azza wa jal, you would receive a positive answer in terms of the interpretation of your dreams that you have. And of course, this silsila would never be completed without His Eminence, who is the guest of the silsila, who in fact gives the interpretation of the dreams, and he is none other than Maulana Asad Sahab, who will be interpreting the dreams for us, inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. I was thinking this is the third silsila, is it Masha still Allah. New or now it has become Masha Allah. A little bit old?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hadrat, actually, I think after the first week, the silsila will still be called as new and amazing, because for many people, the silsila is still something which is new and they haven't seen something like this. Actually, Asad Bhai, I was going to say that this silsila is the dream come true for many people out there, because there was no platform with which they could share their dreams with and get an authentic answer in terms of what their dreams are actually. But now, alhamdulillah, they can share their dreams with us.
Yes, alhamdulillah, in Urdu, when we started Khwabon Ki Tabeerein, interpretations of dream, so at that time we started email service as well. But what happened at that time, as we replied faster, so more and more people, they started sending us the dreams via emails. So I was thinking, if I do only the reply for the interpretations of dreams, so maybe the whole day can be busy only for that work. So people are hungry and they want to know, and they have too many questions about that. Allah. So, inshallah, we will include the calls. But if any of our viewers has any question regarding interpretations of dream, because this is a topic which is not discussed too many times. So, sometimes there are some misconceptions as well. Sometimes people want to know about any query which is regarding the interpretation of dreams. So, we invite Islamic brothers, our viewers of Madani channel, that you can ask your questions as well. So, inshallah, if I will be able to answer, so inshallah, I will try.
Let us listen to the virtues of reciting Darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As alhamdulillah, we had began and commenced the silsila with the recitation of Darood-e Pak. But now, to enhance the beauty and the blessings of Darood-e Pak, let's listen to one beautiful hadith and narration regarding reciting Darood-e Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned in a beautiful hadith that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the cause of creation, who is the cream of creation, has mentioned that the one who recites one darood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 of his sins, subhanallah, and 10 blessings would shower and descend upon him. And rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his rank and his status 10 times Subhanallah. What a beautiful narration this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. This means that you and I should engage ourselves in maximum recitation of Darood-e Pak. As Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned so beautifully, Ka'be ke badrud duja, tum pe karoro durud, paiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karoro durud. Aankh ata kijiye, usme ziya dijiye, jalwa qareeb a gaya, tum pe karoro durud. Kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo razi kare, theek ho naam-e raza, tum pe karoro durud. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, I have already received the good news that there are some calls which are already starting to come, also in the form of emails and messages. We also have some queries, inshallah. But let us go to the first call and see what the query is all about.
I'm Ghulam Yasin from Sufinagar, South Africa. May Allah bless Madani channel with continued success. My question, Mulana Sahab, is, well, actually my wife had a dream of her late father, beloved father, and well, she felt his presence, and then she called out to him saying, Daddy, and she awakened from a feeling his presence close by. Jazakallah khairan.
Ji Asad bhai, this brother Ghulam Yasin, mashallah, a very familiar brother to me, perhaps. So his wife, his spouse, had seen this dream where she felt the presence of her father in the dream.
Such kind of dreams many people see in the normal routine, because we have a very strong connection with our parents, especially with our father. So after someone's death, the close relatives see their relatives which have passed away in their dreams. So if there is no any special environment, any special situation about the person who has passed away, so then we take it as a normal routine. There is a complete kind of dreams which is called Adghasu Ahlam, means the things we experience every day, which are normal to us, which are the history of someone in his mind, the reflection of some thoughts. So such kind of dreams we cannot interpret. So like she saw her father, some people they see their mother, brother, or any close friend. So my suggestion for that, they should make Isale Sawab to her father and make dua for him. Inshallah, it would be very beneficial for him. But there is no any special interpretation for that. That is a normal situation, reflection of our thoughts.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very enlightening interpretation. So the brother should basically send Isale Thawab, which is very beneficial for those who have passed on from this world. So let us take the next call, please.
MashaAllah, congratulations on your new silsila. It is something that we all have been looking forward to. Allah keep all the success. Malana Sahib, very quickly, I like to get some information on a dream where I dreamt a small snake, but I can't picture the color. And I'm running, it's chasing me, and then a bigger snake from out of the blue comes and actually saves me. It fights with this other snake and it saves me. You help me and give me a meaning of this. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. This was Brother Siddiq, a very familiar voice, MashaAllah, a very dear brother to me as well. He has called in and he has asked Asad bhai that he's seen a dream which was chasing him, and then another snake had come and saved him. The other snake had come and bit or tackled and fought with the other snake and basically saved him in the dream. So what this could mean, Asad bhai?
Yes, first of all, I will suggest for him that he should recite Surah Falak and Surah Nas before going to sleep. And these special last two surahs of the Holy Quran are called Mu'awwadhatain. So to save any person, any viewer of Madari channel can recite this, and this is the one of the famous wazaif which are told to us in the narrations. So Mu'awwadhatain are the protector for us from the any bad thing, any kind of jinn, shaitan, and any bimari and any illness, etc. So he should recite that, And when we come to the interpretation of that dream, so he will be helped from a person. He will be getting a help from a person from where he cannot understand that such kind of a person can help him. Because in fact, snake is enemy. Watching snake in the dream, interpretation of that dream is facing any enemy, any bad thing, any bad person who is going to harm you. But the other snake helped him and saved him. So he will be getting the help by the grace of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, by the blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala from a person, even he could not understand that can he help, can such kind of person help him. So as per result, this dream is very good, but he should take care, and especially he should take care of the people he meets with, he does work with, the environment, his office environment, business environment, any kind of environment where he spends his time. So some precautions he has to take, but as per the interpretation, at the end he will be helped from a person who is stranger for him.
MashaAllah, this is good news for Brother Siddiq, and he will receive some sort of help, MashaAllah. So we'll go to the next call, please.
My name is Muhammad Zubair Ahmed, and I am speaking from Lodium, Pretoria. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Madani channel, and especially this program, Interpretations of Dreams. Alhamdulillah, Dawud-e-Islami and the Madani channel are doing a great service to the deen. I would request that my dream be interpreted. I had this dream wherein I see my friend's father who passed away, rushing in a happy mood with his son, and he is telling his son that, come, let's go, we are getting late for the program, and they are walking towards the Milad Sharif. Please, can you provide me with the interpretation of this dream? Jazakallahu khairan.
Brother Zubair, who has called from Pretoria, Lodium, MashaAllah. Ji Asad Bhai, he says that he has seen his marhum father who was walking with him in the dream, and they were going towards Milad Sharif, towards a good function.
Yes.
Could you please provide the interpretation of this dream?
Yes, mashallah, it's a good dream. And two things he mentioned. One is, he saw his father in a good health, in a good condition. So watching a person who has passed away in a good condition, if he is happy, he is doing well, well dressed. So it shows a good sign that he will be, inshallah, azawajal, in the grave, in peace, in paradise, and in the blessings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he will be getting the benefits in the grave. So that is good sign. In Urdu we say there is a good fall. Fall means hoping a good sign of something. So that is one thing. The other thing which he has mentioned, that he saw his father calling him towards Mahfil Milad Sharif. So it shows his love and muhabba with Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, his love to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that's also a good sign because he is inviting his son towards a good program. So sometimes people get confused that if any dead person who has passed away, he is calling any alive person towards some place. So they become worried that, okay, maybe my time is near to come. I have to go from this world. So it doesn't mean in this way. So he should be satisfied. And the two signs which are shown in this dream, both are very good.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So Brother Zubair, this was indeed very good for you. And MashaAllah, seeing your dad in a good dream, for all those who have this type of dream, Asad Bhai, MashaAllah. Also myself, I had seen my marhum brother in my dream. And many a times I have seen him in a good condition. So alhamdulillah, this answer also had answered my query. I also had, mashallah.
Sure.
I really appreciate it, Asad Bhai. Could we please take the next call?
I am Siddiq from South Africa. I've always been having this dream of our old house. We're staying in our new house for about 25 years now, but we keep on having this dream of our old house. We're not sure why. Can you please interpret it for us? Continue the good work on Madani channel. Jazakallah.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah for that, Brother Siddiq. Ji Asad Bhai, he sees his old house over and again in his dream. So what does the old house have to do with him? Could you please assist us in this?
There is nothing special for that, as I mentioned earlier, because we have a very strong connection with our old house, especially where a person has spent his childhood. So we got very strong imaginations, sometimes very strong good things what we remember. And we have a very special love with the place where we have spent too much time, especially in our childhood or in the past. So that's why sometimes we recall something which is very old. And some people, as our brother Siddiq have mentioned, that he watches such kind of dreams many times. So sometimes a person recalls the same thing again and again. So there is nothing to do with that. Only he should be easy. And we should not think about such kind of dreams. So when you will not put the intention, so inshallah you will not be watching continuously the same dream. So there is no any good thing, nor there is any bad thing. So that is like adghas wa ahlam. There is no special interpretation for that.
My name is Muhammad from South Africa. I had this dream where I was chased by a black dog. As I ran, I've noticed another small dog started to assist me and attacking this black dog. Could you please help me interpret this dream? Thank you.
Ji Asad Bhai, this brother has seen a dog assisting him, whereas this second dog had attacked the first dog, which wanted to attack him and bite him. This is something similar to the guy who had seen, the brother who had seen the snake which assisted him, but maybe the interpretation could be different. Asad Bhai, could you please provide us with the interpretation of this dream?
Yes, when I listened this call, so I was thinking that South African people, they watch very special kind of dreams. I never heard about such kind of calls this much in Urdu Silsila, although there are thousands of calls, but it can be very area to area. But dream is dream. We don't have any control over the dream. We cannot select dream for us. Only we can watch whatever is available there. But the brother who called about the dog. So basically, dog is not good when we come to the interpretation. So dog means an enemy, but he is not strong. You can say weak enemy. So, but at I mentioned earlier about the snake. So, at the end, because he's escaped and he's saved from the attack of dog. So then, as per the end, as per the result, this dream is also good. Maybe he will have to face some hardships, something which is not good. But at the end, Allah Tabarak wa Taala will save him. So also, if someone watches such kind of dream, where is the interpretation good and there is something saving you, or there is any gift for you, any good news for you. So such kind of dreams are also one of the gifts of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So we should make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that I have seen a dream, the interpretation is good.
Barakallah Asad Bhai for that interpretation. Very quickly, Asad Bhai, we would like to basically answer the query of this email, as the brother asks a question that if a person goes to bed whilst he is his satri aura is not covered due to feeling hot, then would this have an impact on his dream? Would this be the reason why he's having nightmares? If you could please just provide some answers for this as well.
First of all, it is not according to manners of Islam, according to the manners of Sunnah. We can say we should cover the whole body, which should be covered. I haven't read any special thing regarding the interpretation. Can it affect the dream or not? But as a whole, what we have read in the books, that the condition which is good and according to Sunnah, it affects good upon our dreams. And any condition which is not good, for example, if a person is going to sleep and he is watching any bad thing, he is listening something bad, or he is sleeping in a way which is not according to Sunnah. For example, on his left side or in any bad manner. So there can be bad dreams for him. So watching the rules and the basics of the interpretations of dream, we can say that it is not nice, and also it may causing any bad thing for the dreams. So we should not sleep in that way.
My name is Umar Khan Atari. I'm from Sufi Nagar, South Africa. MashaAllah, keep up the good work for Madani Chani. May he grow from strength to strength. My dream, Hazrat, is I would like you to interpret. My brother-in-law, who passed on a few years ago, I dreamt he was sitting with his leg folded with a full white outfit and smiling. Can you kindly interpret this dream for me? Jazakallah.
Brother Umar Bhai from Sufi Nagar, Durban, has basically asked this query and question that he has seen the marhum in his dream, who was dressed very beautifully in white, and basically his legs were folded. So, Asad Bhai, what is the meaning of such a dream?
Yes, mashallah, such kind of dreams are very good. He will be getting the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and he will be in peace and calm. So, dressing a good dress and smiling, folding, sitting in such a good way. So, it shows that he is in good condition. We should make dua and isale sawab more and more for them. When we talk about isale sawab, so sometimes people think that it is a very different job, very difficult job. And as per our culture, we call any alim-e-deen, any imam sahib or any muballigh to make isale sawab. This is good, the more the merrier. If any alim-e-deen make isale sawab, any pious person makes dua for our people. So that is good. But if you want, any Muslim want to make isale sawab, so it is very easy. You can make the intention, whatever good deeds you have done, or you are reciting durood, you have recited the Quran-e-Pak, Yasin Sharif, Surah Rahman, any surah of the Holy Quran, or any good activities what you have done, any worship. So keep in your mind and make dua in the Holy Court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, by the blessings and by the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Anbiya Karam, Sahaba and Awliya, I gift the sawab, the reward of my all accepted deeds to my such and such brother or sister. So inshallah azawajal, that sawab will reach to your brother, your sister, to whom you have made isale sawab. So there is not a big science and very big deal. It is very easy. This is actually dua and making wasila of pious people, prophets and sahaba and awliya, and in the Holy Court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to send the rewards of our deed. So that is so simple. After any salah you can do it, any time you can do it, and there is no any special thing to make for that. Okay, if you make some food to distribute among the poor people, that is very good. But if you don't do that, even then you can make isale sawab. Many times you have, maybe you have seen on Madani channel, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, after every Madani Muzakara, if you have seen the dua, so he makes dua and mentions some names, special personalities, and then he makes isale sawab for all the ummah, all the people they have passed away. So we should keep on making isale sawab and dua to our people, they have passed away, they have left this dunya.
MashaAllah, Asad Bhai, on the same token, on the same note, if a person wants to do Sadqa-e Jariya, something which is continuous, then what is the method and the easiest way moving forward?
There are too many things, but especially some things are mentioned in the ahadith and in the narration like Ilm-e-Deen. A person who has left this dunya, so his actions are no more there. Now he cannot do any activity. He cannot worship. So there are some things if he has done in this dunya, so their sawab will be continued. For example, he has taught someone ilm-e-deen, so people are getting benefit, so the reward will be continued. And if he has done something to make water available for the people, in the past people used to make well, kuwa, for the people, so that is sawab-e-jariya. And also, if someone builds any masjid, so when the musallis will perform salah there, they will come to perform their salah and worship there. So when the masjid is there, so continuously he will be getting the blessing and virtues. So there can be too many other things as well.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Jazakallah Asad Bhai for that information. So on the same note, once again, I would like to give this da'wah to our Islamic brothers who are watching in South Africa or throughout the world that MashaAllah, Dawat Islami are building so many marakis and centers, jamiats, and subhanAllah, you can get your children enrolled to become huffaz and ulama, MashaAllah. And if you wish to donate towards the masajid, then of course there are many marakis which are being built at the moment. If you are in South Africa or in any other country and you would wish to assist Dawat Islami in South Africa, whereas in Overport 294 Kenilworth Road, the markaz is being built. In Effingham area, alhamdulillah, there is another masjid being built currently at the moment. As well as in Maina Gardens, there is another markaz being built. So there are three huge centers, mashallah, for the benefit of the communities, which will be built soon, inshallah. If you would take some hissa, if you would also take part in this, you will indeed, you can make this intention, as Asad Bhai had mentioned, on the name of your loved ones who have passed on. You can make this intention on your mother's name, your father's name, on your family member's name, as sadqa-e jariya. So the thawab and the reward will be donated to them, inshallah. Jazakallah Asad Bhai for that information. Ab chale agli call ki taraf jaate hain.
This is Faisal from Sufi Nagar, South Africa. I am really enjoying this program. I wanted y'all to interpret my Zoja's dream where she saw her dad and asked him, did he see Allah Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu? He held her by her hand. He took her to a place where there was a tree full of light specks that were falling off the tree, and it was full of twinkles. And he told that is, and that's where he showed her. Please, could you interpret this dream for me?
Give us the next call as well.
My name is Nazir Bakhtari from Sufi Nagar, Durban. Mulana Sahab, I'd like to know, I had a dream of my brother-in-law, and he appeared to be wearing a full white garment with a white beard. And I need to know, normally when he was living, he never should communicate with me. And it's been now like 2 years he has passed away. And he has come in my dream. But he came in my dream in the sense of he is very happy and he's standing in an event where I'm communicating to him in the dream. And he sounds very and looking very happy. Could you please tell me, what does this mean? Does it have any impact in my life? Jazakallah.
Gee, so Asad Bhai, this brother here, the brother Nazir, mashallah, from Durban, this person who had passed on never used to communicate with him, but however he had seen him in a very excellent and good condition with beard and the appearance was very good. So what would be the interpretation of this?
Yes, as we explained earlier, that if any Muslim is seen in a good condition, so inshallah he will be in good condition, having the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the grave, having the gifts from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in his grave. The second question which Brother Nazir have asked, that would there be any impact of that dream upon the life of our Nazir Bhai? So there is no any special impact upon your real life. So you should not be worried about that. Only we should make dua for them. So collectively, that dream is also very good.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Brother Nazir, I hope you are satisfied with that answer. And once again, I would also like to enhance on this point that you should send Ithal-e-Thawab in various ways. There are to donate reward and thawab, as you have heard earlier on regarding the building of masajid, regarding making your children ulama and hufaz, or any person that you can sponsor to become a alim e deen, a hafiz of the holy and glorious Quran. So please give us the next caller.
My name is Abdul Ghaffar and I am from Tanzania, Darussalam. My question is that if a person sees cats, beautiful cats in his dreams, and the cats seem to be very innocent and very beautiful, mashallah. And all of a sudden those cats run towards a person and starts to scratch that person. So what is the interpretation of this dream? Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Brother Abdul Ghaffar, who has called from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, Asad Bhai, and he has seen beautiful cats in his dream. However, those cats suddenly started to attack in the dream. So, please give us the interpretation.
Yes, watching cats, beautiful cats, the interpretation is different. But when someone watches that any cat has attacked upon a person, so that person which is attacked will have to face any illness. So he may be facing any illness, or in near future he will have to face any illness, bimari. So the person, the person who has seen the dream, he knows the person who has attacked in the dream by the cats. So if he knows him, so he should tell him to take care of many things, because sometimes we are causing ourselves to be ill because we are not taking care of many things. We are eating, we are not sleeping properly, and there can be many things which can be a cause of illness. So he should take care, and if he will be facing an illness, so he should make sabr, because illness is also one of the exams which a person has to face in this dunya. But if a person makes sabr, especially for Muslim, there is too many blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, Asad Bhai. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as you have seen, that you have heard, you have watched, that there are various different interpretation of dreams, and we should basically take some heed and some lessons from this. They could mean different, so we should not, make our own interpretations, but rather, mashallah, there is the platform for you. You would be given the answer for them.
My name is Muhammad Siddiq. I'm from Tanzania. I wanted to know the interpretation of the following dream. If a person dreams that he is sleeping in a house in the night time, and while he's sleeping, he sees Gumbad-e-Khazra on his right side, and Makkatul Mukarrama on his left side, and the moon is surrounding the house. So what interpretation of dream can this be? Jazakallahu khairan.
Ji Asad Bhai, mashallah, what a beautiful dream this is. Gumbad-e-Khazra, Kaaba Sharif, mashallah.
Yes, mashallah, that is a very obvious dream. That is very good. The environment, the scene which our brother Siddiq have mentioned. So that is very good. Inshallah, Zawadal, he will be getting the blessing of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And such kind of dreams are the signs that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give him tawfiq to have the sight of Kaaba and to have the sight of Gumbad-e-Khazra in the real world. So that is a good news.
Allah.
That person should make dua, and also he should try for the asbab, for the means. Inshallah, he will be there any day.
Ameen, Allahumma ameen, mashallah. Very, very good news, that is, that he will go to Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity and tawfiq for all of us to enter the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarram and Madinatul Munawwara. As Amir al-Sunnat had written a beautiful poetry and kalam in this, Phir Gumbad-e-Khazra ki fazao mein bulalo, sarkar bulakar mujhe seene se lagalo. Ameen.
My name is Abdul Wahab. I'm from South Africa. I had a weird dream. I wonder if you can interpret this dream for me. I was sitting down in a takeaway, and my friend and I were having something to eat. And somebody all of a sudden said, "Run!" And we see this boy is just running towards us, and they're saying, We just got up and we started running and running and running and running. But they caught my friend, they didn't catch me. So I just carried on running. And as I was going, I just fell and my sleep broke. Could you tell me what was this dream all about?
Sometimes such kind of dreams are indication for us that we should take care regarding the security measures. So the person who saw the dream, he should take care. He should not go in such areas where he can face any hardship or any wrong thing. But it is not necessary that if a person saw such kind of dreams, so it is necessary that he will be facing such kind of things and hardships. So he should be relaxed, but he should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to save him and his all friends and family from the hardships and any bad thing.
MashaAllah. So I'm sure this was a satisfying answer for the brother. We would like to thank all the brothers who have sent us emails and messages as well wishes, thanking Asad Bhai, mashallah. There are some people, Asad Bhai, who are saying, Jazakallah, thank you so much for this silsila. They really appreciate it and they're making dua for the success of Madani channel. We say shukran to everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you as well for watching this silsila. So you can spread the message across to others as well. Let's take the next call and see who it is.
My name is Ali. Please give me answer because I saw in one dream is many times. I'm on the mountain and after a few seconds, a big stone is coming behind me. I don't know what's happening. Many times I saw it. The same one dream. I don't know. Please give me answer.
Yes. If someone is on a mountain, on a high place, and he has to come down due to any reason, and he is coming down or there is any sign that he is in trouble, so that means he will be facing something which is not fulfilling the wishes, the desires. His desires are not going to be accepted. So he should make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if that person has any special desire or wish and he wants to fulfill that, so he should perform 2 rak'at Salatul Hajat and make dua in the holy court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So with the blessings of that salah, inshallah azawajal, his desire and jais wish, lawful wish, inshallah, that would be fulfilled.
Jazakallah Asad Bhai, thank you so much for that. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as we always say that every good thing has an end, and therefore we have come to the end of this silsila as well. So we would have to take your permission and leave for tonight, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, next time we will continue with the silsila called Interpretation of Dreams. Asad Bhai, Jazakallah to you for the wonderful interpretations which we have given. I'm sure it was satisfying and contenting for the brothers who have watched the silsila for today.
Jazakallah khair.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we would leave you with the missionary statement and slogan of Da'wat-e-Islami, and that is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A true good dream is from Allah. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan. A bad dream is from Satan.